office speak. Words and phrases that we just love to hate. Do people in your office use a lot of jargon? In the UK, business talk, or management speak as it's also known, is full of industry-specific words and expressions. And new terms are springing up all the time. Here are a few of the latest. Many of the new terms are complex ways of saying ordinary things. In the past, businesses faced problems, but these days they're challenges or opportunities. Previously, people used the word detail, but that's been replaced with the fancy word granularity. For example, on being asked whether there was a relationship between Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein, a White House press officer responded, "We just don't have that kind of granularity in terms of the relationship," meaning that he didn't have that level of details. And what were once easily attainable targets are now considered to be low-hanging fruit. But it doesn't end there. In the past, employees were invited to attend brainstorming sessions, but these are now called ideas showers. What was once the end of the day is now the close of play. Up until recently, people spoke about plans, but now they're strategic staircases. When the stock market was doing badly, it was down, but now it's in negative territory. And what was previously a responsibility to monitor every aspect of a product through its entire life cycle is now known as a cradle-to-grave approach. Not so long ago, people would suggest talking about things in person rather than by phone or email. But these days, you'll hear the suggestion, "Let's touch base about that offline." And the perfectly acceptable, "We need to discuss it," has become, "We need to syndicate this decision." In the past, managers might have asked for a bit of creative thinking, but now it's all about thinking outside the box. What was previously a command to pass down orders or directives to more lowly employees now involves cascading down information. And if employees were previously asked to make a big effort to get something done, they're now asked to give 110% from mathematically challenged bosses. Some expressions lend the speaker an air of importance. The suffix age is often added to mundane words to create a more official tone. "I noticed some breakage on that item," or "We need some more wordage on the poster," which is a fancy way of saying we need some more words or text on the poster. Vis-a-vis is often used as a way of saying regarding, for example. Vis-a-vis the situation at the office, "I'd just like to say." And per is often used as an abbreviation of pertaining to. For example, "As per our conversation, we think," and the list goes on. "But we wouldn't want to encroach on your valuable time, as you're probably supposed to be attending an ideas shower." So, will you be using some management speak the next time you speak to your colleagues?